Is muscle testing a good truth method for picking a diet? I am getting hate mail. I am happy about it. They say the opposite of love is not hate, it is indifference. So when you teach something, no echo is the worst thing that can happen to you. Being called names, cursed out, that is wonderful. You got noticed. It means you are being heard. It means you are making waves. But it also means that you are upsetting the apple cart. Poking holes into long-held truths. And ultimately that is the job of a teacher. The order of things is what is accepted as truth. For the most part, the order of things contain unquote, truths unquote, memes, that are not true. The current order of things has a total truth value of 4%, which means 96% of what we believe is not true. I am currently offering a service of muscle testing the nutritional needs of a client, so they can provide their body with what tests is missing when it is missing. Yesterday I had the good idea that I should see how I am doing, using the same methods I use with clients. I am doing pitifully, thank you. The biggest surprise was that something that tests unquote, no unquote, when I ask my body slash consciousness to talk, tests yes when I muscle test the 90 essential items. WTF? So I ask the question, last night, unquote, what is it I am not seeing question mark unquote. And then it hit me, the unquote, normal unquote, muscle testing wants homeostasis. And the selfish gene wants homeostasis. Homeostasis in this context is like S, evolutionarily stable strategy. The problem is, to get to a new S you first need to upset the stability. Anything that allows you to survive with what you have is an S. But to move to the next level, you need a new S. And you can only get to it through mayhem and havoc. Drug withdrawal is a good example for this. The body is fighting for its S, tooth and nail, even though when the withdrawal symptoms are done, the body can function on a much higher level than with the drugs. Never thought of this? Neither have I. This article is about that, at least partially. The body doesn't want to be taken out of the current balance by adding supplements that would cause that mayhem and havoc. This is why it is mandatory that you book at least 2 sessions for your health ahead of time. I need to retest, remeasure you, at least another time. Ideally more than once. We also see this with chiropractic adjustments. The patient's body restores the imbalance because it feels that it's okay. Weird, but true. Oftentimes the body settles into a balance with all the wrong things. Alcohol, bread, candy, hunched over, walk funny. The body survives, and it calls its state homeostasis. But if the body is designed to be a rocket, being a pushcart is not its ideal state. And most of us are a pushcart, not a rocket. When I send people their starting point measurements, they often protest. I am healthy. I am a fitness coach. Blah blah blah. In the world of the blind, the one-eyed is king, but you are still a pushcart, and not a healthy individual. It really upsets people. Here is an example. When I first started measuring for the 90 essentials, my health was at a low pushcart level of 7%. The prediction for my longevity was, maybe another year or two. This was 2 years ago. My health is at 40%. The prediction for my longevity is another 11 years. In between I was, for a while, at 70%. The difference was the source of my lamb. It came from New Zealand. Since then American lamb is labeled New Zealand or Australian lamb, a scam, a fraud, a crime, and my health dropped to 40%. But when it was 70% my life expectancy was another 20 years. What you eat matters, and matters a lot. Asking the body what it wants is what a nutritionist does, what chiropractors do, and the body wants not what would make it a rocket, it wants what keeps it going as a pushcart. ESS. Evolutionary stable strategy. Don't rock the boat. What works, albeit poorly, doesn't need to be fixed, say the body. I experience fear. Because oftentimes what the body tells the practitioner is how to stay sick or ill. So this is what I have been doing with myself. When I am asking the body to be the wise one. It is not. My symptoms are consistent with the latest finding. I lack certain minerals that are obviously lacking. I can see that. I am now hot under the collar. The interesting thing is, when I muscle test a client, I don't ask their body. But when I muscle tested myself, with the bottle under my arm, I muscle tested my body. And it mislead me. We are all looking to make sense of the world, to feel that we can navigate it safely. But, of course, because of our low level of consciousness, and because of our narrow cone of vision, we see very little at our little penlight's light. So what we do is listen to others who claim that they have gone to the mountaintop, and saw the truth. I don't mean to disparage Martin Luther King. He went to the mountaintop and saw a vision. I love that speech of his, by the way. This is why I measure people's vibration, to see how tall mountain they have gone to look from. Most have gone to an anthill. And they teach, loudly, what they saw. It is mostly made up. The blood type diet, which I have heard about, has an 8% truth value. Which means it is 92% wrong. Either in its reasoning, or in its data. I really don't need to know. But some NQAT, operators NQAT, take it further, jump on the popularity, and make a whole business from it. Like Dr. Laura Powers, and her biotype diet, a client asked about. Dr. Laura Powers, personal vibration, 110. Truth value of what she says, less than 1%. 99% untruth. But humans do need some semblance of order. They don't want to learn, they want to follow. My rule of thumb is this: eat what your ancestors ate. Thousands of years ago, before grains, before dishes, before we built this NQAT, civilization NQAT. And then consider that your ancestors had more oxygen in the air, and more nutrients in the soil, so they didn't have to supplement their diet. You do. Also consider, that because there is a lot more CO2, carbon dioxide in the air, plants mature faster, and they are sweeter. So plants have less nutrients, but more sugar. Dr. Wallach's finding, through animal studies, is that a human needs 90 nutrients a day to fulfill his genetic potential in the quality and the length of their life. 30% truth value. Why? Because there is more to it. Intangibles, skills, work, behavior, exercise, etc. But what he says is true. Just not the whole truth. 90 nutrients. My diet has 20 of those regularly. So I supplement. And so should you. Now, are there any differences between how a blood type A and a blood type O should eat? According to my observation, yes. Blood type A is more suited to a mostly plant-based diet. And a blood type O is more suited, does best, with a mostly carnivorous diet. But none of those diets supply the 90 essentials, because what you eat doesn't have those. So, there you have it. Traditional muscle testing is BS and blood type diet is mostly BS. I am expecting a lot of hate mail. Bring it on. Now, what do I muscle test? Here are some interesting and unexpected things I have been experiencing when muscle testing diet, or supplements. I have a list of about 500 food items, including spices, herbs, teas, etc. I haven't found any of those that would be beneficial, per se. So the best we can find is something that is not toxic, not destructive to our bodies. So the whole concept of superfoods is, according to muscle test, is a hoax. What I do is this: I muscle test each item twice, with a different question. Is this good for the person / is this harmful for the person? If both are no, then that food item is considered by the body as food, is digestible. And won't kill you, won't make you sick. In normal quantities, of course. The Bible says that everything is food for a human. But it is just not so. Only foods that your body learned to convert to nutrients is food for your body. And that depends on your DNA, on your ancestry. If you are like me, pure blood, your edible food list is very short, very restrictive. But if you are a mutt, likely that you can eat most things. If you have Oriental mother or father, you are likely will be restricted to the Oriental diet. Lots of rice, only a little flesh stuff. Because the Oriental is predominant in your DNA. If you want me to muscle test your food list / supplement list, your eating style, and of course your health measurements, you can. And for a limited time you can get your health measurements for free if you use the coupon code NOSTRINGS without the space between the two words. You'll be put on my mailing list. If you confirm your subscription, I'll muscle test your health measurements. A really early warning system. It shows stuff that X-ray and other Western medicine will not see for at least another year, sometimes longer. But unless you catch it, it will kill you. Get your health measurements and lists https://yourvibe.me/freehealth.